classical music from the hills on Texas Public Radio, the hill country of Texas, that is, and specifically Kerrville, and specifically the Symphony of the Hills. They're starting their new season this coming Thursday evening. It's Thursday, right?
That's right.
This coming Thursday evening, and that voice you just heard was Eugene Dowdy, the artistic director. Hello, Eugene.
Hey, Barry. So good to be back.
Oh, it's always good to have you on Classical Connections, because you always have good things to say about interesting programs for folks who are in and around the Kerrville area. Tell us all about Thursday's concert.
Well, excitement is the word, because we are featuring the music of Spain. In fact, the subtitle is The Passion of Spain.
Love it.
Every piece that we've picked is just on fire, literally. Fuego, right?
So we Fuego. Got Fuego. It's good for Hispanic Heritage Month, right?
Exactly. And, of course, we're opening it with lovely Sarah Davis, beautiful soprano solo singing Villalobos Baquianos Brasileiros number 5. What a beautiful piece. Cello orchestra. I mean, just, you know, and you know, they talk about somebody who has such a beautiful voice, you would pay for them to read the phone book. Well, I mean, she's going to sing one syllable in that aria, and it's just, exactly. You said it. That's her lyric, and it's just gorgeous. And then we go on to the Concerto Aranjuez, Rodrigo's epic Spanish guitar concerto. Isaac Bustos, what a master. He's a professor of guitar at UT San Antonio.
Absolutely. He's a local favorite. And that piece is an icon. It's an icon.
You hit it. And the second movement, it's one of the most performed, streamed pieces in the world. You know, just beautiful melody. Second half is going to just light it up with a Russian take on Spanish music, Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Español.
Of course. So,
And you know what's interesting, Barry, is he wrote that. He thought it was going to be a violin concerto because it was just all violin solos. And there are, of course, our concertmaster, Phil Johnson, having a ball with those solos. But then he just set it into the orchestra setting. So everybody gets the feature in that piece, just beautiful music. And then, of course, ending with Ravel's Bolero.
Of course.
The big gorilla in the room, if you will.
Well, you know, it's a nice tour of the orchestra, because you get these little instruments that each get their little time in the spotlight. I love it.
It's a perfect way to say it. I've never conducted a soprano saxophone with an orchestra before, but we'll have that. You know, we've got Schreiner students. We've got professional musicians, faculty from the area. I've got a freshman tenor sax player playing a solo in Bolero that's just going to light people's evening.
Oh, man.
So anyway, it's just going to be exciting, and we appreciate you turning the spotlight on it.
Oh, it's just so much fun. The Symphony of the Hills, season opener this coming Thursday, 7 p.m. All the information you need is at symphonyofthehills.org, symphonyofthehills.org. Lots and lots of great stuff happening at the Callow Theater in Kerrville this coming Thursday, 7 p.m. Get there at 6 for a cool...
The wine reception.
Yeah, you know, wine receptions, that needs to be a national standard.
And Becker Vineyards is sponsoring the wine reception. It's going to be awesome.
Thanks, Becker Vineyards. Okay.
Right?
And thank you, Eugene Dowdy from Symphony of the Hills. Always great to have you on Classical Connections, and all the best for Thursday.
Thank you, sir.